Welcome to the Pursuit of Calling podcast, Pursuers, where my goal and purpose is to provide you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your God-given calling. I'm your host, Thomas Carney, and today we're talking about what happened on my trip in Uganda. Okay, so let's dive in. The mission trip to Uganda was honestly the best experience of my life to date. And that might sound like a dramatic statement, and it is, but it's not an understatement or an overstatement. It's not an overstatement. I learned so much on this trip. I learned more than I actually expected to. I didn't really have any expectations on what I was going to learn. I just knew some things that we were going to do on this trip. I knew potentially only one person whom I might meet. And I did. We're going to get into that. And we're actually going to get into that first. Well, first, I want to say I went down to Uganda. You might know this already from the last episode, but went there with Amplify, who partnered with Compassion International. Compassion International is a nonprofit Christian organization whose goal is to end child poverty. And so everybody has the opportunity to sponsor a child to for anywhere in the globe. I sponsor right now one child in Uganda, and I previously sponsored another child, Aaron, who passed away from sickle cell when he was 10. He passed away last January, and something cool happened on this trip with that as well. So on this trip, I did actually get to meet Shafiq. He's my current sponsored child, and I've been sponsoring him for the last about 7 months. And I wasn't sure if I was meeting him or not when I went, but that was okay. I wanted to go and see the goal of going was to experience the faith of those who don't have all the distractions that we have here today. That's what I got. But meeting Shafiq, when I met Shafiq, he's 8 years old, and what I got to experience with him was friendship. Friendship with somebody on the other side of the globe, somebody that I wouldn't have even otherwise would not have met, would never have seen. I knew he existed because I sponsored him. We had some minor communication in our letters that we can do through Compassion. Besides that, though, besides knowing what each other looks like, we didn't know much about each other. Now, whenever we got to meet, he was a little stiff at first, and I mean, he's 8 years old, and I'm a stranger. And as far as he's concerned, and we also don't speak the same language. So we had a translator. I was able to have some good conversation with him. I got him a basketball that we ended up playing soccer with, but because soccer is big over there, I didn't think about that. That wasn't my thought when I bought it. I was just like, I'm going to buy a ball. And maybe we can play with it. And we did. We had a lot of fun. And maybe you're wondering why I'm bringing this up on the Pursuit of Calling podcast. Besides that, it's just a big part of my life. There's a big reason why I wanted to go there. I already mentioned that. But what I got out of it, and I've already mentioned that before, was this is actually way down the bottom of my notes, but it was a humbling experience to see people live their lives in a way that we would consider, if anybody lived their life here in America, we might consider it a failure. We might consider that life a failing life. Somebody that isn't doing well in their lives. And there, it's very common for some people to live in mud huts. It's very common to not have a lot of personal possessions. And it was very humbling to me to see that. Another thing I got to do there was I got to meet Aaron's family. I mentioned him before. He was my compassion child that passed away. And that was the most surreal experience of the whole trip. I was able to give them my personal condolences. The father there, he actually came. We got to visit their home, and in their home, sitting in a chair in their home, and it's honestly a mud hut with a thatch. I think that's what it's called, a thatch roof. And he told me, he said, "We're going to pray for you, for your heart to heal." And later he said, we consider you the son for the one that we lost. And I don't have words to describe what that means. I don't have words to describe how it feels to have that make that much of an impact on a family on a different continent. In knowing that it's possible. We talk about the pursuit of calling on this podcast. And I talk about my calling being providing people with the tools they need to successfully pursue their God-given calling. And maybe that all I, maybe in this, these in some certain instances, all I can do is provide finances. Through a donation, through Compassion International. Maybe that's the only thing I can do to bless these people besides pray. Maybe I can also pray, yes, and that's huge. There's power in prayer. However, if I can provide the funds for that can then be directed to help a child, whether that was Aaron or Shafiq, or maybe one day one of Aaron's siblings, provide the finances for the tools, for the resources that they need to pursue their God-given calling. That's a blessing. And I didn't realize how much of a blessing it was until I got to see these people where they're at, until I met them where they were at. I didn't really know exactly. I didn't understand where my money was going. Really, whenever I tithed to the church, I just trust Amplify. I trust God with my finances, and I trusted Amplify to steward that resource well. The finances went, went directly to Compassion, and we got to see how those are being used. And now I want to encourage others to, sponsor children, to tithe to their church, to tithe to Amplify or their local church, and to trust God with their finances. If God will do great things. I'm going to say, if you have a sponsored child, I want to encourage you to go on a trip. I want to encourage you, whether it be to Uganda or somewhere else in the world. You know, it's not an easy decision, but it's a life-changing one. I want to encourage you to go on a missions trip to wherever this is at. You can go there with Compassion, through Compassion. The next opportunity you get, I want to encourage you to take that jump, take that leap to meet your compassion child if that's possible, because it changes your perspective on their situation. And I believe it doesn't just change your perspective, it strengthens the reality between you and them. We were told there on the trip that sometimes the kids even And the kids even have doubts of whether their sponsors are real people. And that's completely understandable. If they never meet them, all they see is letters. They think that maybe somebody else wrote it. Maybe the adults there are just telling them that somebody on the other side of the world loves them, just to make them feel better and to motivate them. And whenever you go and visit them, now they know that, they know for a fact that the person in the pictures that you sent them are real. That the person is real. And that you do love them, and that Jesus does love them enough to send somebody, on the other side of the world to just go and play soccer with them, to hug them, to pray with them. So, with all of that said, I want to say, leave you with some final questions. Or just one final question. What can you do today to better the life of a total stranger? How do you want, whenever you enter into an interaction with a stranger, how do you want to leave them after that interaction? How do you want to, what way do you want to impact them? I want you to write that down. So then the next time you interact with your bank teller, next time you interact with a cashier at the grocery store, you know how you want to leave them after that interaction. The reason I bring that up because you never know how much it matters to interact with people in a way that will positively impact them and not just treat them as a means to an end. So guys, on that note, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love it if you would share this episode on Facebook and Instagram. Let's get the word out. And don't forget to leave the podcast a 5-star review wherever you listen. It really helps. All right. Keep on pursuing your calling, and I'll see you in the next episode.